Jesus clearly said in Jeremiah 1:12, I watch over my word to perform my word. So I prayed the prayer of faith for this doctor at 10 o'clock on Sunday night. And I told him, I said, now then, I guarantee you, sir, the Jesus that I serve, the King of the universe, his name is Jesus, will heal you. And I hung up my phone. We drove from the mailbox where we were in town there in Justin, Texas, out to our home. Was unloading the car. A total of about 15 minutes had elapsed, and my phone rang, and it was this doctor. He called back, and he said, Thurman, I am already completely healed. He said, the minute you prayed the prayer of faith for me, my back pain went away. He said, I started moving around. I got over to the side of the bed. I had no pain. I stood up. I had no pain. I bent over. I had no pain. He said, I ran up the stairs one time and back down with no pain. I reached down, picked up my small son, run up the stairs and back again with no pain. He said, Thurman, I am completely healed. Well, after I hung up the phone, my wife looked over at me and she said, what do you think? I said, he'll be healed before we get there. See, that's faith talking. Your faith will talk wrapped around your love of God. When you walk in the God kind of love, he literally says, you can have anything you say with your mouth if you can believe it with your heart. Well, when your heart does not condemn you, the Word of God says, you know that you have the petitions, 1 John 3. So when your heart does not condemn you, because you know you're not walking in sin, you're walking in love. The King says you can ask him for anything and he will do it. Well, Dr. Gary Young was instantly healed in Salt Lake City, Utah. Then when we went out there, I found out that Dr. Gary Young is a Mormon. He goes to the Mormon church. Jesus will heal anybody. He's no respecter of persons. But the Jesus that healed him was the Jesus of the King James Bible. It was not the Jesus of the Mormon Bible. Now, that's a difference. Here's something the Mormons teach. The Mormons teach that Jesus and Lucifer were brothers. But that's not in the King James Bible. Jesus, it says, was the creator of all things. He made all things. The Mormons also teach that the Father, God, was a man first, and he became good enough to become God. But I'm telling you, that's not true either. God was God in the beginning, and he's still God. And he's always been God, and he ain't never going to change. It's amazing how the enemy can deceive us. But as I shared with those Mormons out there, that Jesus loved them so much, he wants to heal them just like he does anybody else. But then he expects them to get into his real word, not an extra revelation. There is no extra revelations. None whatsoever. The Jesus of the King James Bible is the one that healed that Mormon. Now then, does Jesus love the Mormons? Oh, yeah. He loves everybody. And he operates around faith. Whenever a man of faith that believes in the one and only Jesus Christ, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the one that made everything, the King James Bible, the Word of God, says Jesus made everything that was made, both visible and invisible. He made them all. So that means Satan, which is a spirit being, which is the devil, which was called Lucifer in the beginning, he was made by Jesus. Jesus is the King of Kings, and there is nothing made, nothing exists except he made it. And he controls the cosmos every day by his mighty spoken word. So don't let the enemy deceive you. Realize that Jesus Christ loves people so much that when you walk in his God kind of love, he said, you can ask me for anything and I will do it. Does that mean you could even go out to a heathen out there and get a heathen healed? Absolutely. I have seen God heal people. I have seen him do miracles. In fact, I don't know if this Spanish woman a few years ago, only probably 3 or 4 or 5 years ago, one afternoon, I was in a place of business about 5 o'clock in the afternoon, and a woman was screaming. And I didn't know what was wrong with her, but I went running toward the scream. When I got down to where the woman was screaming, there was a Spanish woman with her right arm just burned all up and down right here. She had been taking some sheet pans out of a big oven, and she was moving them from within that big hot oven over to a rack, and her foot slipped, and she slipped, and this arm fell down on that big steel oven door, which was very high, and it blistered all the bottom and burned all the skin off the bottom of her arm. This woman was in excruciating pain, screaming. I ran up to her. People were all around her trying to doctor her, pour cold water on her, get a first aid kit. But nobody was using the Word of God. Now, this is what's wrong. We have taken God out of the workplace. We've taken God out of schools. We've taken God out of government. We've taken God out of church in most places. It's so amazing that we don't teach this mighty book. But I read this book on my own, the Word of God. So when I went running down there, here I am walking in the God kind of love. I am loving everybody. It makes no difference to me that this woman's a Spanish woman. I know that God loves this Spanish woman as much as he loves anybody. Do I know if she's a Christian or not? I have no idea. I don't have any idea whether this woman goes to church or nothing. But I do know the Word of God, and I do know what he says he'll do for me when I walk in love. So here's a little woman that's in pain. God didn't want this little woman to be in pain. He's given us faith to overcome the world. Well, in the world, she got burned. Well, in the world of faith, I have the power to get her supernaturally healed. So I ran up to her and I grabbed her left arm. I quoted Isaiah 53:4-5, which says that Jesus bore our pain and with his stripes we are healed. And then I quoted Mark 16:18, where Jesus said, and they shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. But with that verse, I don't know how long it's going to take. So I didn't want her to have to suffer. So then I go to Mark 11:23, and I said, Jesus said, I can have whatever I say with my mouth if I believe it with my heart. So I said, woman, I guarantee you'll get a supernatural healing from the King, and his name is Jesus. I wanted her to be healed instantly. Well, instantly her pain went away, and her arm stopped burning. But now these huge blisters are still here. She looks awful. But because there's absolutely no pain, and she can't even tell she was burned other than what she can see, but since she has no pain, she won't go to the doctor. They tried to get her to go to the doctor. She would not go. She went ahead and went upstairs that evening. She was a cafeteria cook there at DFW Airport, and she worked for the SkyChef Corporation, one of the food people that puts food on the airplanes at DFW Airport. This woman was a cafeteria cook, and her name was Edelina. So she went upstairs and served the evening meal. Everybody that come in fact, I went up there and had dinner with some of the guys, and when they walked in, they saw her arm. They said, Edelina, what did you do to your arm? She said, well, I fell in the oven and I burned it. Why don't you go to the doctor? She said, well, it doesn't hurt. See, I had quoted the Word of God. Isaiah 53, verse 4 says, and he bore our pain. So by faith, you can call that, and the King will take that pain upon himself. And so that woman was not having to bear that pain. He bore it for her. Well, she went through the whole evening, went home. Her husband saw the burn. He wanted to take her to the doctor. She still would not go. She said, it doesn't hurt at all. Although she's got big blisters, her arm is burned at least a foot up and down here. It looks awful. But by walking in the God kind of love, by speaking God's word, and he watches over his word to perform it, the next morning when the woman woke up, she woke up and looked at her arm, and it was beautiful. It did not have a single burn or a blister or a mark on it. When she came back to work that afternoon, one of the little cooks, Melanie, that worked there at SkyChef at DFW Airport, she looked over and saw Edelina. She said, Edelina, how's your arm? And, of course, Edelina held her arm up. And when Melanie saw it, she just screamed. She said, another answer to Thurman's prayer. It was a routine thing around there when I prayed for people. Those kind of things happened. Now, am I some kind of a unique individual? No. I'm just a normal human being. I'm just flesh and blood. I hurt and bleed and when I cut myself and everything just like everybody else. But why is it that I can get these mighty things done? I have learned to read this book and believe what it says. So if God says to walk in love, and then he says nothing is impossible. So I can technically have whatever I say with my mouth if I believe it with my heart. So I love seeing God do these mighty things for people. Now, if you want to see God answer your prayer, you need to learn how to walk in this God kind of love. It pays great dividends, but to walk in the God kind of love, you'll have to change probably a lot of things you're doing. If you're talking evil about people, you'll have to stop it. You know, if you're a woman and you're not submitting to your husband, you'll have to stop that. You'll have to submit to him in all things. Husband, if you're not being the loving, kind, gentle man you need to be to love your wife, you'll have to change. If you're not loving God, number one, you'll have to change. You got to put him first. To love God, you got to wake up in the morning praising the King. I don't care if it's 3 o'clock in the morning when you wake up. The first thing should be on your lips. Lord, I love you. I praise you. I thank you. I thank you that you're my God, my Lord, my Savior, my healer, my provider. I just love you, Lord. As you go through the day, you can't hide him. You got to talk about Jesus as you go through the workplace. People say, well, it's not legal to talk about Jesus in the workplace. Oh, yes, it is. You're still an American. You have rights. I don't care what they tell you. You can talk about Jesus in the workplace. If you don't, you're listening to the devil instead of God. God told you to confess him before man. I'm telling you, that's why we got all the problems all up and down the East Coast and the Gulf Coast and everywhere else right now. It's because men and women will not confess the living God. They'll take his name in vain. They'll have gambling casinos all up and down the coast. They'll steal from people. They'll do all those kind of things, but they won't serve the living God. You need to change. You've got to walk in love. You've got to get over this nonsense of being afraid of man, and you got to start being afraid of God. When you start loving God with all your heart, then loving your neighbor as yourself. Remember, you got to love yourself. And if you're loving God, loving self, and loving neighbor, then you can ask the King for anything, and he will do it for you.
We're going to have to stop right there today, but if you would like the teaching in its entirety, this is a teaching on the God kind of love. If you'll contact us at 940-242-2106 or go to the web www.tlsm.org, and there you can find all this information. Remember, 940-242-2106. We'll send it to you free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.